What? Oh, well, Mr. Zucker, you're a wine connoisseur.
A little bit.
People smell the wine for... No, the guy wasn't going to drink wine. Would he smell the wine for pleasure?
Make sure it's not spoiled.
Just make... Yeah, Rindy, if you weren't drinking wine, would you smell wine? No. So it's hard to say it's done for the smell. Even Rindy.
We get on Rindy a little bit. Sometimes.
Hard to, it would seem to be. It's like any ochel. I mean, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, never heard of anybody talk about making a bracha on pas. He says, there are a lot of foods that have good smells that you cook. Nobody makes a smell meatballs and spaghetti. I mean, you don't make a bracha.
Yeah.
But before you're going to have it, you want to smell, open the pot, see what's cooking? There's no brachas on these things.
It's a major...
It's apparently all part of the achila. It's like you want to fantasize a little bit. What?
The pas is different somehow?
That's what... there's a question for some reason about pas, but that's why the psakis don't smell pas. Because you enter into something. But it's definitely true. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan, though, he says. I don't really understand the whole thing. He says, what's pas? I mean...
What does that mean? Like, don't smell pas. Does that mean don't go out of your way, but if you smell...
No, because it's something brachas. Because it's something brachas.
Unless you walk into a kitchen and they're baking bread. So
then you don't write it.
Plug up your nose. I mean, like,
no, so don't be miscavenged right now. Don't be miscavenged. Don't do the extra.
Like even by smelling your nose art, right?
Right. That's a noah boliado. But it would seem it's part of the anticipation of the achila. You smell that food, you say, ooh, I'm going to enjoy this. You know what I mean? It's part of the anticipation of achila. It's not really... for instance, if a guy would serve you a glass of wine, you sniff it and then grab it out of your hands, you wouldn't say thank you for that enjoyable sniff.
Touch me in the face.
Right? It's just part of the kvias of the achila, it would seem. You're mistaken. It's like the philosophers say, you can't ask a person... if he's happy or not. You know, people can say things about themselves and not know it. You think you're doing it for the honor of the smell. Well, I'm sorry to inform you. We have determined you're not. Okay. But it's a curious thing. You can't find a lot about it. The closest you can find is that you're allowed to smell the wine for the of the Avodah Zarah, but then it does qualify as because you're smelling it to see if it's good or not. It doesn't have a thing, and it doesn't say, but you're not allowed to. It goes from that to the case of Zilah.
Why are you smelling to see if it's good?
That's a chronos. Why do you care if it's good or not? You're not allowed to sell it. It's yours. It's yours. Let's say it's yours, but it became Yain Ezah. Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. But that's your job. That could be your job. They used to have a job. Test wine. You work for the wine. You work for the vineyard. That's a job, right? I don't know what they call them, but.
But there's a havamin on that it will be not just a test; it will be its own thing, right?
The
smell.
So the question is, you're getting hanah anyway.
If you could smell with it.
Are you getting hanah anyway?
Right, before it gives the answer of you're just doing a test.
It doesn't have like a question and answer. It just says bas tias is mutter.
What's bastias?
That's sniffer thing. Uh-huh. It's talking about like a cask of wine, and they would have like a thing they'd stick in it, right? You familiar with that at all? They test the wine. But like I said, and then the achronim say, because the wine is mazik guf. It's not like an esrog. It's not like a vodah. It's not like b'sum of a zar. You're not allowed to smell. You're not allowed to smell b'sum of a zar. For whatever reason, you're not allowed to smell. But then it goes, says, but you're not allowed to taste it, even if you spit it out, right? Even to test it, you're not allowed to do that, because that is anah. And you're not allowed to do zilaf. But it never says the case, what about smelling it for anah? Apparently it doesn't exist.
So even if over the course of the meal you pick up your glass, sniff it, and put it down, that wouldn't be, it's still considered... part of the
he's still thinking sea. About that wine that you're going to drink. It's mistava to me. I mean, I just... It's a little baffling.
There's no category.
You can't find this all over. It would be like smelling... what?
When he smells something.
It'd be like smelling a potato gluten. I mean, it could smell great. Smelling dried onions. Like,
I wish I had that right now. Eat it.
It's so amazing that the pasta is like there's even a hummus by pasta. Like, it seems like... if that's really how it's mustava, then it should be across the board.
It's a good question. My pasta is different, but you're focusing on the yotzim in a klal. For some reason, pasta is a question if it's yotzim in a klal. You should focus on the klal. The klal is just foods don't get brachas because you like to smell them. Why is pasta different? I don't know. Yeah. Good question.
And why is a different?
These foods are not these things are not made for the hanah of reach. Even if you smell it and you enjoy it, that's still tied to the fantasy of eating. It's not a separate hanah of reach.
By fruits, it's different though.
Fruits, it could be. Depends on the fruit. Seems depends on the fruit. Okay. All right.